wanted to go with that. We're going that should to be see. Sweet, though. Yeah. He's an entertaining guy.
What do I owe you? I haven't paid for Rogan, have I?
No. I don't remember. I have to look.
What am I going to owe you?
I don't know. I have to look.
Oh, okay.
You're okay with them fucking with that?
Yeah, yeah. They love them, dude. They run around with them. They act like... Because I think they clink because of the clink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
They like that shit. So,
That noise.
Anything they can bat around, they like.
Oh, yeah. Tom should be here any minute.
Sweet. Yeah, check out some of these outdoor ones.
So, what's the name of the stuff that we're doing today?
We're going to try out some Mad Dog and some Wedding Cake. And then he's got some... Oh, there's Tom there.
And Wedding
some
Cake.
Outdoor... And then I have some outdoor. I have that auto. I really want to try the auto.
Oh, it's done. It's ripened, dry, all that good shit.
Yeah, it's in the jar.
Oh,
nice, dude.
I'm glad you didn't bring a lot with you.
You know how he brings.
I'm glad you didn't bring a lot.
Bring shit. All
right. I can't help myself with the strains and all.
I know. All right, so today we're gonna do Mad Dog. Which we bought at the House of Mary Jane.
House of Mary Jane.
Which is
that
down,
8 Mile one?
No, it's on 7, I think. Tell them where it's at. You know.
James Cousins is 7 Mile.
Okay.
Yep. It's and I don't know anything about this Mad Dog. I tried to look them up online and I couldn't find any info, but they have a cool package and they're only 45 and 8. So I was like, you know what? Because Slab God, which is, I had a sticker from Slab God. I don't know how I got it, but I got a sticker from Slab God, and their shit was 60 and 8.
What? Wait, is that rec or medical?
Medical.
Okay, they haven't had. There's no rec stuff yet, is there?
Yeah, there's one.
There's
one. Is it Gage?
No, that's not rec. That's medical too.
It's like you buy a T-shirt and then they give you a gift.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, or you can find some pop-up spots, and there's some deliveries.
There's some deliveries too. Yeah.
But we saw a delivery service that had some of this stuff and some of that Slab God shit. They had another thing that was going for fucking 75 and 8.
What the fuck?
75 and 8?
Yes.
For flour.
I gotta smoke this stuff.
Wow. What is this, 2001?
If I had the money at the moment, I'd have been like, bitch, get that shit delivered. We'll try it.
But yeah.
I'm just so we can tear that shit apart about how it's not worth 75. That's almost... Yeah, that's not even worth...
I mean, I'll sell you some shit best for 100 in the world. I mean, it ain't gonna be that good.
No.
Right.
I mean, 20. But you gotta have some balls to sell something that isn't good for that price.
I mean, and expect people to come back.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, you know, people...
And this was an 8.
Me twice, you know.
This was an 8?
That was an 8, yes.
God, how about the packaging thing, man? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It wrecks the fucking buds, man. They look so horrible after you're done with
it
them.
It sucks. It's like that in every state, though. Washington has jars like this for every gram you buy.
Shut
up. It's ridiculous,
fuck,
dude.
They're glass?
Glass.
Well, that's better.
Well, depending on, it is, but the amount of waste that's going to generate. I mean, and it'd be nice if you just bring it back and be like, hey, I want that same shit, put it in the jar, but they'd glass. Also be sealed up with like the little seal on there, so if you break it.
Yeah, like this
glass
one
gets recycled even if it goes in the trash. You know, it gets sorted.
Well, I guess that's, yeah.
Yeah, glass is, yeah, it is. But people usually find something to do with bottles.
Beer hound.
True.
People always find something, you know, to put in bottles, man.
What are you looking at?
There's a turbo profile.
There's a smell there.
Yeah, not bad.
So I was thinking about that too, as some of the shit we've tasted.
This is just
like why I always complain about the fact that it's not sticky enough. Like everything compared to
anything
we have.
I mean, even this is like dry. Feels dry.
Yeah. Is that because of the bag? Is it all in here?
No.
Or is that just the strain?
If it's sticky, it's gonna be sticky. Period.
You would think so.
It is. But even when you dry something, you still feel that stickiness in there.
Right.
It doesn't really lose it. And in a package like this, you definitely feel the stickiness if it was sticky.
If you're breaking up a bud with your hands, you're going to, even if it is bone dry, I would think.
Yeah.
Cause that,
well, that's
only
when you're rupturing crystals, though.
If you're breaking it up, you're rupturing crystals.
Yeah. Unless you're grinding it.
Oh, you mean in a grinder?
Yeah. Then he'll never feel the stickiness as he grinds it.
Yeah, but I pull it off and...
Yeah, before he puts it in the grinder,
really
he breaks it down.
You have to bust some crystals in your fingers to get it sticky. I think it's just overwork.
You do, but I just played with yours yesterday, and within the first second of pulling off the 3 buds, my fingers were stickier than anything I've gotten
it's
out of
this. It's not ever been touched.
That's
ever.
True.
You're the first one to touch it. This has been handled probably 5 times.
I think we're going to do that. I got my guys up north working on a fucking jar for that.
A jar? Well, what do you mean?
Connoisseur cut is what I'm going to call it.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Wait, and then...
All right, you see how your buds are?
Small buds.
Mm-hmm.
So, my thought is that what we do is we get... We take the tops.
Yeah, is this like your outdoor?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, God damn, dude, that looks good for outdoor.
So, but see how the leaf is on it?
Mm-hmm.
The idea is
when it kind of encapsulates the bud and
so
protects
the
crystals.
So we take
the
very tops of all the plants that we're talking about, right? And you're only talking about four or five tops for a deadhead. So mm-hmm. you get four or five tops. For one, I take a picture of it alive. I cut off the top, and I cut off just the tips of the leaves.
Okay.
And the big shade leaves. Like, I would have cut off just the tips and taken off that shade leaf.
Okay.
And then hang it as is to dry. When it's done drying, you take it and put it in a jar that's specially made to suspend the bud.
To keep it hanging.
In the air so it never touches the jar. At the same time, you still have crystals on it, so no one technically has ever touched it.
See, whereas the shit you get here is all run through the machine, probably.
Exactly.
You don't get to see what the bud really looks like.
And this here, you can actually pull, like he said, it's like pulling off, you just pull off these little pieces, and you've got all that crystal that was under there.
Dude, that's pretty, wow.
So, dude, I actually like
damn, that's a cool idea. And not to mention, saves on trimming costs, that's for sure. Yeah,
that's true, but
no, long run, it doesn't.
No, because you're only going to do the top.
It's going to take, and it's going to take longer.
You think so?
It wouldn't take no.
You gotta hang it. You gotta pick out a jar. I mean, you gotta hang it in the jar.
It's gonna be dried first, though, right?
Yeah. Dried first, but cured in a jar, the same jar, and never removed.
Well, once it dries, you flip it vertically, and they stay like that because it's dried around.
Yeah, it's true.
So, you take that bud once it dried. Snip. You're just saying just the top, like the crown, right?
Not tip.
Or not even.
Once it's dried, it's never being touched.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that you didn't. This bud has been completely untrimmed.
Not now it hasn't, because I pulled all this shit off.
Right. All these buds.
Yeah, those buds haven't been untrimmed.
Wow,
so
okay.
I would have taken, like, in this instance...
So if you got a good calyx to bud leaf ratio or whatever, then...
Yeah, I'd have taken off that tip when it was wet. Just to take off the tip, but you still get the cover right here, because some people smoke this shit. And then you have Tom talking about it, where he's like, stems, leaf, we used to smoke everything. Everything gets
fucking
high.
A, dude. Some people don't even know. Like,
that's
like,
why
I know plants can bud, man.
But that's why I'm
smoking leaves.
Yeah. But back in those days, they used to do that. But you know what? Mm. You'd end up with a fucking headache at the end of the night.
Mm. If you're smoking a lot of it,
especially stem and shit, man.
Stems for sure. Yeah. Stems are not. Yeah. Leaf though, I mean, sugar leaves are fine.
Yeah. You don't get a headache from them.
Right. So what's this one called?
Runts.
Runts. Okay.
Here's a pen.
Sweet.
Runts.
Now which one is this again?
Runts. We'll let it go one more time. I want to hit it one more time before I write my score, because I don't know. But the whole reason I made that was we're going to Rogan, and I wanted to give it to Rogan. But
no shit.
There's no chance I'm ever going to give it to Rogan.
Oh, dude.
Because he gets too many requests.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, you got another pen. You got a different pen. Yep.
Got like 10,000 requests a fucking day.
Dude, he's a popular guy. Look at the guests that he gets on his show.
I know. Dude, he had Snowden on.
I know!
Yeah, I watched that yesterday. I
listened to most of it.
That's awesome. Good for him, man.
I listened to the whole show, yeah, dude. Yesterday.
We got to talk about this episode. I listened. There's a show called The Jordan Harbinger Show.
The what?
Jordan Harbinger Show.
Harbinger,
yeah. Okay. Guy from Michigan. He was a lawyer at one point, and he interviews people, and it's all about, like, most of the people are people, like, it started out as a kind of, like, show you how to date, like, how to pick up girls, like, how to be a person, and then it turned into a more like, no, we're just going to teach you how to be a decent human being, show you the, you know, interview people who are successful.
And, yeah. They got the right moral fiber.
Sounds boring.
Yep. Dude, did you just make that?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's cool.
Are you
dude,
serious?
These cats are loving it.
Oh, yeah, they are. We're in heaven.
So they're like, oh, that's where all the smoke rises to. That's the good spot right there.
Hey, he's all over the place.
That's going to be his shit.
He's all over the place.
All right, you all got scores on this?
Yep.
Not bullshit.
Not yet.
I'm watching you, fucker.
good. Tom, what did you think?
It was a 5. It had a good sweet inhale, but then like nutrient aftertaste that could end flush it.
Okay, that's why I don't like it. I gave it a 3 because it's got a horrible fucking metal taste.
It aftertastes heavy metals.
Yes, it's fucking absolutely horrible. Rudy, what'd you think?
I gave it a 5.5.
Motherfucker gotta make shit difficult.
Well, I mean,
why did you give it a 0.5?
Because it ain't great, but it's got some good properties to it. It's got some little things there that I like, little notes that I like.
All right, all right. I get you. I don't get those notes, but okay. How about you, Zane?
I also gave it a 5.5. I mean, first I thought this is just classic run-of-the-mill, like, kind of OG tasting, but then the flavor started to develop a little bit better, and I was like, eh. I mean, like, on the hit. Something about the aftertaste is kind of funky, though.
Yeah, that's but what bothers me. It's not even, like, there's not... I don't get any, but that's just
it seems I get some enough. Aftertaste, but it's not nasty aftertaste. It's just not great.
Yeah, right. It's not horrible, but it's not good.
I'm not
going,
yeah. I'm not right. Drinking.
Exactly. Like, I get it. Like,
that's terrible.
I am. I'm confused on why it has that aftertaste, and actually a little concerned, because it's not a natural aftertaste. It's not like it's a sharp...
It seems to be burning pretty well.
Yeah, it seems to be burning fine.
Well, sometimes, you know, you put too much shit in, you can't flush it out.
Yeah.
It'll still burn clean, but you'll taste it.
Yeah, that's all very right. Possible.
Well, that's what we think of Rod Stick. I think it was bad.
I'm the synthetic king.
I guess so there, Tom. Indeed.
Okay, back at you with, we're going to do the second one from, we're at the house of Mary Jane on Cousins. Well,
James Cousins,
James
7 Mile.
In 7 Mile. Right there at
the Lodge Freeway.
Yep, N10. We just did Runts. As you can see, I did not like it.
Would you give it a 3?
I gave it a 3, dude. I don't know.
You really didn't like it.
I didn't like the aftertaste.
I'm surprised you hit it twice.
I hit it again just to make sure that I wasn't wrong. Because you guys gave it fucking 5s. And the 4th time was only because you guys gave it a 5. And I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. Nope.
No, you're not wrong for you.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, maybe it's in my head type thing, because you know how it is. I like.
But we all have preferences. All
right. Indeed.
Mad like, Dog Wedding Cake.
Like the Tangy.
No.
Steve is clearly not a fan of.
Me either.
Right? Yeah. But Tom, you like the Tangy,
my
right?
Favorite shit.
Yeah, oh, I also like Tangy.
I got some shit downstairs that smells like a sex toy.
No, it smells like Tangy.
It smells like latex.
Sex toy.
It smells like latex. Just like that latex smell. I smelled it too.
Like latex that had been inserted into a vagina?
Whoa. No. Freshly out of the bag.
A fresh dildo out of the bag.
Oh my god, these are the tiniest buds.
What's going on with that?
Wow.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
Look at that.
Dude! Wait, how much did you pay for this 8?
45.
Okay, I mean that's.
All like that?
That's. Oh
yeah,
boy.
It's all like
for that price, there better be some good shit.
This might be some good fire. It could be with little
buds. Yeah, you're right, you're right. Some strangers don't grow no, with big buds, but you can tell
are
that
tiny. These
those
are like,
usually wouldn't make the cut. Like,
no,
this would be like the tiniest
but you know what?
Bud
what?
Might make
this
the
they didn't come like that.
Shorter than that.
They didn't come like that. I can tell.
That's a tough.
They took the top and broke it down. I can tell.
You think so?
Because it's got a tip. It's got a.
These all have their own tiny little tip in the bottom. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's a bottom nugget.
This feels like, to be honest, that's why I agree with him. It feels like all the stuff that you don't trim up, that my girl smokes. That's what after shit is. Is yeah. The shit my girl
the
smokes.
The doobie rolling shit?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because she's...
Ash bud.
Yeah. Exactly. Wash it.
Yeah.
Or... You know what? I'm going to try... Have you ever tried pressing them? Just put a bunch of tiny little buds in a bag and press it?
No, but I just pressed...
Dude, that might be good.
This is straight bud with
no
bag.
You guys are because
I have one of those.
This is no bag.
Yeah, I have one of those.
This is insanity. This guy presses it.
You
no
pressed
bag.
Without a bag?
I have a little puck maker, a quarter ounce puck maker.
Oh, you put it
like
in a puck
hash
first?
Press?
Yeah. It's like a hash press, but it's for flour, and you press a puck, and it makes it a neat little puck. So most of the time, if I press it properly, that puck stays pretty solid and actually never gets out to the size of the bag.
Okay.
So I lose shit in the bag.
Oh, that's why you had the idea.
Yeah.
No. You're right.
Yeah.
I agree completely. Now, and not that this would ever bother me,
well, this
but
one was
bo- you know
this
the
one
purists
I
are going
to
complain about the little specks of green
because
in there.
Because this one I actually, Deadhead is not made for the press. Blueberry is better. Blueberry holds its form better.
Okay.
It doesn't go, this one went...
So that puck will actually keep its form and just ooze out the side?
The right one. As long as you go slow, yeah. I thought it would do the same with the Deadhead, but the Deadhead...
It's still smokable. I'm sure it's good.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's really good. And some of it, most of it was clean. Okay. It was just these chunks were the ones that were left that had a little chunks in them.
What is small? Oh, we got...
But again, it's not even... I think I fucking fuck it up anyway. I leave it too long. I burnt. She's chewing on her toy. Finally killing the fucking pig. Oh my god, I gotta get a new grinder. It's 3 years on 420. So I was trying to make it 3 years.
3 years
I've had this for the grinder.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Dude, I wonder how many joints have been rolled through that thing. A million?
There's 100 like, shows.
Yes, a million?
In the jar kind of thing.
A million?
It's about a half ounce a day. It's pretty easy to estimate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So half ounce a day is about 14 joints.
No, that's 10 Seven. Joints.
Oh, okay, so you're... Okay.
I don't remember.
Let's say 10 for ease of math.
Yeah. Like,
there we go. Like all right, so that'd be 5,000 a year. So about 15,000.
Yeah, they showed... 15,000. They showed Mike Tyson's farm on Facebook.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. Dude. They were talking about him going through $40,000 worth of blood a month.
Oh, that's the auto?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty cool.
I'm hoping... Because I'm going to keep bringing it up every show now, and I'm... Eventually, you know,
watching it. Lapse. Yeah, watch it. Yeah,
grow up. See if it, because it should start flowering any day now.
Damn, I think it's in flowering for sure.
It has to be.
It has to be because it's growing like mad fire compared to what it was in bed.
That's true.
45 1/8, man. Well, at least for the last one. No fucking way. No, dude. I don't think that's a good value at all.
No, but. I'm glad they don't charge 60 like the other assholes.
I mean, if the quality is the same, then yeah, right?
We haven't really found many that... Well, no. I take that back. We have found a couple that were...
There's been some. I know. I've been here for some that
not
were
many.
Really good.
Not many.
5 or 10 out of...
Probably 10%,
how many shows?
To be honest with you, none of them would be worth 60 bucks an eighth.
Yeah, none of them are bad.
Yeah.
I mean, 60 bucks an eighth better be the best weed in the fucking world, you know?
And it's not.
Dude, fucking eighth. That's the most I've ever paid for eighth in my life. And that's back in the day when there was a dark age right there in like 99, 2000 buying fucking Beaster Nugs for that price, dude. Ugh, horrible, dude. This is White Widow! No, it's not! This is fucking BC Big Bud that was shipped from Vancouver. God, there was a lot of that stuff making it around here back then.
This is wedding cake, right?
It's mostly 58.
See that?
It was cheaper.
When I first bought it, I was the sucker pulling it off the people that bought it for 50 and wanted to make 10 bucks, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, being that age, if you don't have any other options, it's like, fuck it, all right, fine. We'll take it.
Yeah. I knew the grower, and he wouldn't sell it to me for less than 50 and 8.
Somebody was growing that Big Bud?
No, he was growing some really good shit. It was some sativa. He didn't know what it was, but he wouldn't sell it to me.
That's probably better than Beaster.
Any cheaper than like 300 an ounce. And I was buying like 3 or 4 ounces at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, 300 was a good price.
Right.
98, 99.
No.
Because that's what we were paying for an ounce, and 98, 99 was like 300, 350.
Oh, yeah.
This was 15 years ago.
Okay, so 2000, yeah.
Dude, the best was the decent mids, the shit that had a bunch of seeds in it, but it was like decent, had a good smell to it. Too, you could get it for like $200 an ounce, and it easily, going for like 40.
But we used to get that Sesamia.
Oh yeah,
seedless.
Well, shit, dude.
We used to get
now
that.
Everything that
was
better. Be
that
seedless,
was good
right?
Shit, man. Yeah. Most things are now. Back then, that was
totally.
That came around every now and then.
Sure. But see, there's good strains that actually picked a couple beans and planted them out there in the woods from those good Beaster badges, and it put it to like you could tell the genetics were. God, I wish I almost had some of those still nowadays. I'd be curious to see what they can actually do, like when you really know what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Oh man. I wonder if that was imported from Mexico or if that was, like, grown in, like, Indiana and shipped here or something.
Oh, but you know what I'm saying? We got a lot to look forward to in the next 5 to 8 years.
Oh, fuck yeah!
You know why I say that, though? Now, we're getting seeds from everywhere, and, but after this stuff after the government takes this off of the Schedule 1 and other countries that have that marijuana friendly, they're going to start importing their weed here. We're going to be smoking weed that was grown in Africa.
Oh, yeah.
That was grown, you know what I mean?
You're right.
I mean, it might be 5 to 8 years
out of business, you know, that are involved in the growing branch.
Because I think it'll have its own flavors, but you still...
No, it will be. It'll be a connoisseur brands, just like cigars.
You don't think they're going to be shipping here stuff for $50 a pound of the stuff that they're growing in massive fields in China and Kazakhstan and stuff?
Well, China don't grow it.
Well, you know, eventually, if everyone's on board, they're probably going to be like,
"Yeah, but I don't know if China's ever going to get that far. China's not.
It'll be a while, but they'll get it there eventually.
It's not about the money.
Weed makes you question the party.
Whoa!
Weed always makes you question authority, and there's no fucking way.
Damn,
if it took this long for a capitalist country,
because they could drink there, right? Yeah. They could drink there, and it's all good.
Let me tell you. When this thing goes worldwide, all countries will be on board.
Especially
countries that can grow good shit.
Well, fuck the weed. Totally. I want the hat.
And that's going
to
come down to its
geographical location. That'll be a bigger market.
Yeah, like the Moroccan.
But that's what I'm trying to say. There'll be other things coming here too that we're not even familiar with.
That are weed, you know. Like pale looking patties of like it looked like pressed keep, but it had that.
I'm putting it down now.
You got them here?
Yeah.
Oh damn,
dude! I have a hookup on that shit, dude. That's
only seen it in Amsterdam. Moroccan hash.
Did it look the same way? It was like pale and like very blonde, thin. It looked like keef.
I bought every kind of Moroccan hash there, so it all looked different.
Okay, so there actually are presents of stuff in balls in that then, huh?
Yeah, they have Casablanca, which is darker and it's more of a ball shape.
Okay.
And they have the slabs, which is like...
They're probably all growing the same strain.
They got something called tongues.
Tongues.
Hash comes in tongues, like your tongue. It's called a tongue.
It
looks like a tongue.
Oh, whoa.
They're called tongues. Yeah.
Dude, that's badass right there. Let's make some hash tongues.
I used to go up to Canada and get my hash in Toronto. I trade a guy...
Oh, nice.
I used to trade a guy weed for hash.
Okay.
And they were getting the hash from Europe.
Oh, shit, really? Dude... You gotta think about it. Hash is a good way to preserve your cannabinoids in a natural way, right? Making hash. Yep. Where, like, a nug, after a couple of years, nugs start to... Like, I have nugs from 10 years ago, and they are straight dark brown.
Yeah.
You know, they have not weathered the storm. But I have hash from about 7 or 8 years, and, dude...
Let's talk about that in the next one, because I want to talk about that market, too.
Sure.
That's something that I want to...
He's got this fascination that wine and it's going to get better.
All right, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Tom, I asked you first last time. Let's go with Rudy. Rudy, what'd you think?
I gave it a 6.5. I like it.
6.5. All right.
I liked it.
I don't even remember what I gave it.
I gave it a 5 because it's good, but it still has that fucking goddamn aftertaste. It's not as strong. But it's still there, and it still bugs me because it doesn't feel natural.
Let me ask you a question. Did this one taste similar to the first one?
Yes. Yes. This one is stingier.
No. Not at all. This is earthy. The other one was sweet.
I think they taste very similar.
To me, too.
It has no aftertaste to me, by the way.
Okay, well, for some reason it has that. What'd you give it?
6.
It just has... again, I don't know why, but it's earthy. Like, the other one was earthy. But this one is earthier and stingier than the other one. So maybe the
fruit... Which, if they're grown from the same person, it's probably the taste of whatever medical, they're using to grow.
Yeah, whatever chemical. So they're probably hydro.
Oh.
It's very possible.
Influence in that.
Possibly. Or it could be just the strains they grow. They grow specific shit that just has a sting. I don't know. What'd you think, Zane?
I gave it a 5. I thought it was good, but just, again, kind of generic and nothing really, like, standoff, like, good. I mean, it's potent. I can feel the high, like...
Well, it's a progression for me.
Not enough terps, though.
It's a progression for me.
Very not strong flavor.
Yes. It is better than the last one.
Right, that's why I got five and a half for the first one, six and a half for the second.
Yeah, it's better than the last one. But
oh, Zane did get a better score, though.
Wow, yeah. I probably should have gave the first one a five, because, you know.
Whatever. It is what
it is.
At the
last second, I was like,
I mean, does that go by your first mind. Always go by your first mind.
See, you're always good for your you always got your first mind.
That's why I have you write it down, because I don't want, if you guys would have said five and I wouldn't have wrote it down, I might have changed it to a four. But I wrote a three, so I said it.
Right. So overall, straight up just generic, I would have to say. Like,
it's pretty plain. They probably use heavy 20.
Very generic.
They use a really heavy producing, like, steroid of a...
I wouldn't purchase it twice.
Right.
No. But again, who knows how old it is?
Especially at that price.
It could be. The genetics. See, that's the thing. You never really know if you're getting the best. See, that'd be nice someday in the future when you buy from a reputable company that, you know, was grown the right way. It's like they're maximizing the potential of their genetics.
I have, though, the Cannaboys. They do really good with all their shit. Yeah, and Cannaboys. We just did North. From around here? We'll talk about North and then
win all their awards. Or like in the West Coast.
No, just Michigan.
Mm.
Yeah, they're.
Wait, what about us? Herbal Solutions, Ypsilanti, dude? They like ran the Cannabis Cup, at least the Playa one and before, like for years, dude. They were winning first, second, everything. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Herbal Solutions, Ypsilanti.
Yeah, we did Herbal. No, did we do Herbal?
I don't know, but
yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. We did their
They just dominated, man. They were winning everything.
Can you actually find their shit, like in the dispensaries, or?
See, I've never been there, dude. Like,
or are they a dispensary?
They're a dispensary.
Yeah, yeah, it's
dispensary. Yes, it's the dispensary.
I've been there once.
And I think that
where's that at?
They grow their own weed, I guess. Huh?
Exactly, it's all done in house. Whereas places like Arborside are outsourcing. You know, like they have caregivers come and give their overages or whatever.
Same thing with what's it called?
This is outdoor.
That live.
Is that blueberry?
No, the same blueberry.
You got outdoor?
Yeah, these are all outdoors right here.
All those?
Yep.
Get out of here.
Valerie had a goddamn fucking.
Sorry, here.
The same super.
These are the ones that. Yes.
Go straight haze. These are three I actually grow,
and these are one of my homies that are like.
Ooh, I like the smell.
But had time to do the light deprivation. So these are all light deprivation. Well, actually, except for this one I brought. This is a control beer.
Nice smell.
Oh, thanks. So this is one you can tell the side by side. The light depth versus the non-light depth
one
here.
Oh. One's more done.
Oh, you're right.
Bigger Cali spot. Hey.
Right.
That was
what's
darker.
The CC stand for?
That's the Cali Cantaloupe. Oh, okay. That's the LA Confidential across from the Super Cantaloupe.
Right.
Look at this.
Yeah. That's the light depth. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I could tell.
Just by looking at
it. The IGA one smells the best.
Dude, that's got that.
The reason why I cut down what I did, I probably cut down.
Let me tell you, right? So these are ones that my homie grew. Now, these are all my strains, though. But when he was drying it, he put it in his garage.
Yeah.
And, like, I told him to get a hygrometer, and it's got that fucking hay smell to it.
Whoa. Which, he over-dried it.
Right. But I just brought those to show you, like, because he pulled DEP July 10th.
No.
Yeah.
From Light DEP?
Yeah. Holy and that's what I'm talking about, dude. Light depping early in the summers get you dense, super dense fucking
that's
nuts,
ridiculous.
Dude.
Yeah, because feel those, I mean, so you know, much feel more those, light.
Dude,
yeah,
this is, you know, straight up like California density right here.
Yeah, dude.
Like, this one actually, that smell, holy shit.
Good.
Yeah, right? That's the Canatonic. But that's a CBD, though. That's the thing, you know. It's like, man, what a great strain. But, you know, it is CBD only, pretty much.
I mean, it tastes like it smells.
Really yes. Oh, like it that. tastes awesome. It just doesn't get you high.
Right.
This is that Afghan Kush. I got it from the World of Seeds. Land race hunt. And it was weird. The most resistant, hardy outdoor strain I've ever seen in my life. It's straight up Afghan land race.
It doesn't look like it had high leaf to calyx.
See, that's the thing, dude. It didn't start budding until way later. You always think of an indica, which is like the Afghan strains, a short and quick flower.
Yeah,
fast. But, is this AK?
That's Afghan Kush. I should have probably put a little dot in sugar. See, now the chocolope here, this one, honestly, think picked up more of the chocolate flavor being outdoors.
I've only had one chocolate that was good.
You just started growing it again, right? Indoors?
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
Damn, it was just like I remember.
Yeah. Dude, right?
Same bud formation.
What is this?
Just try it.
And then this one is a... This is an OG Kush seed that I popped and had a clone of, but it hermed out, so I nixed it. But my homie ended up growing it with doing the light depth, and it turned out pretty good. But again, like, so he went into his garage and he's like, "Oh man, it feels nice and cool in here. This is perfect." I'm like, "Get a hygrometer, because it might feel nice and cool in there, but the humidity might be 80-90%." He's like, "No, it's fine." I'm like, "Okay." You put in all this hard work, especially this whole time, at night, you don't want to fuck it up now. And dude, he had it in there for, because I told him for a week you want to keep the humidity a little higher. For a week, and then he got finally put a hygrometer, 85% relative humidity. So that's why I think they got darker like that.
Yeah.
And, but it's, you know, fuck it. He's been smoking it like mad, and he's like, "Ah, I'm loving it," you know.
Yeah, dude.
As long as it works.
Your weed's always better than everyone else's.
Exactly, exactly. But, dude, the light that, man. That's just no joke, July man. 10th. It really works. It's a lot of work, but...
He harvested July 10th.
No. He pulled tarp.
Oh. So I was like, what the fuck are you talking
it
about?
It makes sense, because when I pulled the blueberry out, because, to be honest, I literally saw no more growth happening.
Like, yeah, you could tell. Like, once it stalls out, once and you do a scope in it...
No, I didn't scope
it. See, I used to never really scope the shit, but...
The calyx swell, man.
No, but what I'm saying is there wasn't any more light. I could tell because at that point, 2 weeks in, or the second week in October, there's fucking clouds everywhere. The light's already...
Oh, you're saying the light.
Yeah, I could already tell that there wasn't enough light to actually cause any kind of reaction. You get what I'm saying? Because it's because of the way this light is.
Well, the time
and the clouds and all that stuff, I wasn't getting the same intensity I was getting, obviously, in August.
Mm-hmm.
Where you want to be flowering, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, light depth makes sense, because if you start in June, the highest, best light is going to be...
Exactly.
August. So
right, the most intense light, which obviously the principle is the same indoors. The more light you have, the more you're going to yield in general. Whereas, you know, the intensity of the sun. Now, ideally, in order to do it perfect, and I'm working this out next year, is he's going to start pulling tarp
hold on,
May 20th.
Good girl. Really?
Start pulling tarp on May 20th, and that's the most... No, I'm going to start vegging that shit in February.
Okay. Indoor, okay.
Yeah.
That's how they do it in Cali.
That's how you got to do it.
So, all right, real quick. Thoughts?
Leaf. Tastes like leaf.
Yeah, real leafy taste.
It's got a good terpene profile to it.
Really?
I think so.
I don't taste anything. This is Royal Gorilla Auto.
Oh, okay. I was about to say that. The blueberry tasted way better. I thought that was blueberry.
Mm. I think it's got a decent terp this profile, was but it's not very strong.
No.
Auto's herb.
Yeah, honestly. Well,
I think...
Dude, I agree with you, man.
Unless you get Mephisto, I guess he's got really good shit.
I guess he's like 12...
You're not gonna get an auto that's gonna be great.
I'm telling you, man. If you see some of these autos, there these are, fuckers though. Are growing.
It's very, it's possible.
Yeah,
it's possible.
Outdoors wasn't the best because for one, I was in the worst part.
I've seen beautiful.
Yeah,
I've seen beautiful outdoor autos, but after you dry them and you smoke them,
I'm gonna show you. You're done with in a second.
But even the regular
it's not strong. It can't be strong. It doesn't grow long enough to be strong. It's not getting enough light to be strong.
It genetics are to survive, not be potent.
Really. Exactly.
But the thing is, that's why people are breeding them now to like...
Yeah, well, they're trying to bring it out. They're trying to bring out...
Yeah, get all those traits.
By crossing them with certain things.
It sounds to me like the...
But the growing period is too short.
Right.
You never give us a cross. I don't think it'll
ever be quite as good. Honestly, I think the hype is people just trying to sell seeds, to tell you the truth.
It's a new thing.
When you're talking about a person who doesn't grow cannabis.
Oh, that looks... Oh, that's pretty cool. I love the triumphant symmetry here, dude. Look at the symmetry.
Yeah.
This is,
that is cool.
This one here is Blue Dream Auto. I tried smoking this one and I didn't finish it.
Why didn't you finish
it? That's the whole plan.
See, this tastes like nothing.
When did you pick this?
A month ago. 2 weeks ago.
You probably could have let it go a little bit longer, I think.
not
it stopped growing completely.
Yeah, it was. That's the thing. That's the kind of bud structure it had.
It looks so green still. Shit.
I know, because it didn't.
Very.
The problem I had. We're
talking. It's auto.
This was supposed to be 75 days, and this was 75 to 80 days when I pulled it. So you're talking like either one of two things. One, like you said, if you don't light depth, you're not going to get good yields. By the time this thing is finishing, there's no fucking cold. Yeah. There's too cold.
Too rainy.
Not really getting any light.
Dude, this fall has been the most generous.
But an auto is nothing but a retarded. Nice, that's a retarded plant.
No, it's not. Dude,
wait, which
it's
one is this?
A fucking very good surviving plant. That is the blueberry.
Dude, that tastes good.
You tried to stick it in there. It was falling over.
I'm trying to do something fancy and it didn't work.
Dude, yeah, I like that blueberry terp profile, man. That's fucking good. So that was just straight up. You just full termed it and picked it, or was that indoor?
I full termed it.
You did?
Yeah. It looks like shit because it's leafy as shit, but it smokes all right. All right. So what's the best one?
Well, that's the
train.
That's the important
part.
Well,
it smokes good.
All right, this one is the control. You already saw that, right? The green crack too.
Yeah,
the Herkel. The Herkel, yeah. Yeah, the Herkel. Smell-wise, honestly.
What Herkel. The fuck is that?
Yeah.
Subcool, baby.
So that's a subcool. Harlequin crossed with a Quirkle, which actually is like a 2-to-1 THC-CBD strain.
Dude, that Quirkle, I'm in love with.
I
ordered more seeds for that.
Nice.
Oh, wow. This is
right on that cheese quick.
Yeah. Dude, right? See that?
That's mint.
Right? That's the ghost train.
We'll try this one.
Yeah, dude.
Is it normally minty? Do you grow this inside?
Yeah. Oh, dude. All right. I think of train. Yes, I do. Okay. I do. And it's always super dense. And, like, it's got that piney. I always think of that as, like, a piney. Which remind me of Trainwreck from back in the day. I don't know if you guys... Why did you get Trainwreck for a while?
Yeah, Trainwreck.
That's the taste I get from that, is that straight-up, like, almost lemon-piney kind of taste.
That, to me, is whenever I smell this, I think Jack Harrah.
How long does that go,
though? Or haze. This one's different, though. It's got a slight
not long, dude.
Skunk to it.
60 days. Oh, 60 80. Days straight up. Yep.
Dude,
it gets dense.
Subcool
shit off, man. Ooh. Quick, man.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, wow. The Herkel. Dude, the Herkel, 56 days. I'll usually let it go. I can actually pick it earlier if I want, but I like to ripen it a little bit.
The church is jumping off of this.
Break at 7 weeks.
Yeah.
I can't even let it go 8 weeks.
Ooh, you dropping it.
So you're a DNA fan, so.
Yeah, dude.
Plan on coming back in December because I got. I got six different DNAs coming out.
No shit.
Yeah, well, they're not different.
Also by Zoo.
Two sorbet number fours, which is Gorilla Glue 4 cross with sorbet.
Okay.
Blood Orange sorbet, like which is a tangy cross with sorbet.
It smells
and
great.
OG18.
I know, I smelled all of that different all day today. I kept going in my room like, I smell some more.
No shit.
Like,
extensive.
Like, the 18 and the sorbets.
It smells
all the sorbet number four sorbets. But the sorbet number fours. You can tell, like, one's here, one's here. Like, the difference is staggering. The 18's, one's here, but this one didn't flower until, like, 6 days or 10 days after this one. The blood oranges look similar, but they smell completely different. One has a tangy smell, and then the other one has...
It had it, and then lost it.
It lost it?
Yeah, it's more...
The smell changed, or it lost the smell?
Throughout the grow, or after it cured?
No,
In six days, this tangerine went away.
So wait, in what stage of flower?
It's in week 5 now. It was in week 4. It smelled like tangerine. Now in week 5, it does not.
Dude, honestly, I don't know if I'd give up on it quite yet.
No. We haven't given up on it. I'm just saying, like, as of right now. Cause
that smell might come back like tenfold.
Yeah. The survey number 4 that actually has the glue smell to me. A slight glue smell. That's what I'm trying to aim for, is I'm trying to find a tangy that has a complexity. Because obviously I hate tangy, so it has to have something else in it. And then I'm looking for a glue. And then 18 was just free seed, so I figured, fuck it, maybe I'll find a new 18. But I already have, like, a killer 18.
18 is, like, that's what this one is right here, man. It is fucking good.
Well, again, I've got three different phenomes now.
That's 18 the thing is,
it's
DNA?
It is. Dude, it herms, though. That's the thing. Boy, that strain will herm.
It goes to
you gotta keep an eye on it.
Just it does it on its own.
I had one that would herm like right before it would ripen every time. Yeah. So I never quite got there. Because once I see that shit, and normally when I see that, I'll kill a strain off, totally. Like the sour kosher, unfortunately, I'm going to kill that shit off.
Oh, I definitely kill anything off I see a Hermann.
But, the Holy Grail, out of the 8 seeds that I planted last time, 1 straight up awesome keeper, the Holy Grail, man. That shit, which is also a DNA that one. So that's the 18 cross with kosher.
You're strong.
I'm growing kosher times lemon kush right now.
Mm.
DNA.
Dude, kosher breeds so well with shit. That's what the, like, the god the particle. Sap. Fucking A.
Oh, that's tangerine times Gorilla Glue 4 I'm growing.
The tangerine times Gorilla Glue 4?
Yeah, from Crockett.
Okay, nice.
So I did I've got four subcool Astro Snaps at my other place.
Okay.
And all four of them completely different. Well, all four of them are different.
Whoa.
And one of them smells kind of like this with more of a cherry underlay instead of a mint. Like, it's like you
just got Romulan.
See,
in.
But
yeah.
Is it
piney?
Now, is it F1?
Yeah, they're all F1s. Everything I got down there. Are
you're
F1s.
Gonna see a lot of variants in F1s. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I love F1s, dude. Those are my favorite kind of strains. So variants, but you get some awesome.
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Explain F1.
All right, so we have 2 stabilized strains.
I don't know if I'm going to call them stabilized, because none of them are real stable.
Well, you know,
a couple.
Two parents, two specific strains, clone only.
Two hybrids.
Alright, so when 2 stabilized strains, or in theory, 2 land races mate of 2 different regions, they produce what is called an F1 hybrid, right?
Oh, okay, hybrid.
Okay, so that's a cross between the two. And if you look at the, it's crazy how genetics work. I've been doing some research on it, and like, there's usually like 8 different traits in an F1 that you'll see. Up to 8.
Depending on, will do more. Well, yeah, it depends on the
8 recessive genes.
The parents.
There's recessive genes and dominant genes. So it's like the old big DD and the little D's.
Yeah.
Like, your kids. If you have a family with 12 like kids. Every single one's going to be different. Some of them are going to be very similar.
Similar but different.
But different, yeah.
Right.
Now, when you have a stabilized strain, that's when you literally are going to get almost exactly the same as the parent every single time.
Almost like a clone.
Yeah, and that's not enough.
Right. That's where there's a lot of inbreeding going on, mm-hmm. where you are breeding the same strains together. Like, of a seed stock, say you had an F1, and then you planted 100 F1 seeds. And they cross-pollinated with each other, that would be a F2.
Oh, right, I see. Okay. Right, yeah.
Right, is all those offspring
and
have
those
made
are the
it
worst
with each
ones.
Other.
That, you got to get, it's like, you know how life gives you that shit where you start progressing, and then it's just like, fuck you, you just degress for a little bit, and then you progress again?
Yeah.
That's the F2s. Like, most F2s are going to be garbage for some reason.
No, they're more stable.
You'll get less variation.
Yeah, less variation, but you're still going to get more shit.
Less yield.
Yeah. So then you got to get to the next level of the F3s, and then F4s and shit like that, where you start seeing more stable.
This whole time you're picking out the traits that are good and breeding those plants together to make another generation.
You said F1, F2, F3, F4, so what are the different generations?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So when say you have like a Durbin and a tie cross, which is a cross I actually made myself. And I'm very excited to see what happens with it. I popped a bean, and all right, so I crossed that tie with the Durbin, the Canatonic.
16-weeker.
See,
that's
what I'm looking for, man.
No
I love way. Those sativa
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I love, that's my
favorite shit. Go 16 weeks.
That's for like
hero,
the straight
dude.
Head stash stuff.
That's
know what
I
want to
do.
Exactly.
I ain't got that patience.
Right.
Why does everybody like Durbin so much?
Because it's strong.
It's a reliable. It's like one of the world's most awesome stable strains that you could just get that grows in the wild, pretty much. Like from in the South Africa region.
And they're usually 20. Durbins are usually 30. A lot of Durbins are up in the 30s. You can get like a Durbin is where you're gonna find a 30% wheat.
So say I made those, I crossed those two together, which are 2 pure land races. That's going to create F1. If I took 100 of those seeds and planted them all out, I would have probably, like I said, 8 different looking strains of both male and females.
Right,
so half and half. Say I'm going to pick like these awesome traits of, damn, that smells really fucking good. Usually that's a good indicator of a good strain, of course. Growth patterns, you know, bigger. Like, well, dense buds, short flowering
times. Someone was talking on, was it a podcast? You guys probably heard it, where they were talking about how the reason why skunk, he's the one that talks about how that's why skunk's gone, because everyone didn't want shit to smell. So they literally bred.
No, they bred, the Dutch bred it out because everybody likes that sweet Dutch.
No, that's what I'm talking about here. In this area, we're breeding. Like,
it's the same deal. When Skunk 1 came around,
they tried to be able to smell, skunk smell.
Which is the point.
They tried to get rid of it, yeah. So they didn't have to deal with it.
It tastes just like this, sweet.
Because skunk is really skunky.
Dude, yeah. Skunk was it's my favorite kind of weed. I'm kind of bummed. I
like skunk
really
too.
Get it? Gorilla Glue is like the modern skunk.
Yeah, it is. What?
They just came out with it. I think a roadkill skunk.
No shit.
Well, that's why I got that glue, because I'm hoping to find a skunk.
Dude,
Deadhead has it in it too.
Glue's indeed, pretty sweet.
Might be.
Dang, I got no skunky.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be a phenome. That's one of those. You know.
What is that right there? What are we smoking now?
Ghost Train haze.
That tastes good.
The Ghost Train, yeah, dude. I like that piney terp, right?
Oh, yeah, there
it is. Yeah, it's a lot of terp. It's a lot of terp.
Yeah.
See, the Cali Cantaloupe really didn't get quite the same terp profile as it did indoors.
But it never does, does it?
Well, Green Crack, surprisingly. In Canatonic, dude. Honestly,
two out of ten.
The Ghost Train.
Yeah, isn't
Ghost Train held up pretty good?
So how long do you flush?
I don't flush at all.
That's outdoor.
It's outdoor.
Yeah.
But no indoors. This tastes good for outdoor.
Even indoor, I don't flush. I just run that living soil shit, you know.
Wow, what it's a
weird. Oh, that's right. You use that living soil, right? Yeah. Right.
Oh,
right.
It's been working great. So I recently I found I've been underwatering, and I actually have an automated watering system.
Yeah.
Right? So every hour, that shit's on for 30 seconds. Every hour while the lights are on. And that wasn't even enough. Like, you need the pots to be like, you could barely lift them when you go to lift them. You don't want to be able to move it at all. That shit's to be like soaking wet.
And how big are the pots?
Yeah, you want
15 gallons.
Okay.
At least like 50% runoff when you're flushing.
No, see, ideally, the perfect thing is 0%.
Well, he said he was flush.
Yeah,
need to.
I'm just running that plain water, RO water, the whole time.
Yeah, that might just be for synthetics, but because actually, the weight of the water will pull the salts and all the fucking heavy metals out of my soil. So that's why that runoff.
The thing with the living soil. Pretty much the bacteria is eating the stuff like the bone and the oyster shell and all the other stuff in there and shitting it out, and then the plant can pretty much use.
So it's creating
the plant creates it.
Yeah, well, bacteria.
You guys, you know what exudates? Does that ring a bell? You know what that is?
Yeah,
the roots like sweat kind of, and they like attract
they don't really
bacteria.
Sweat. They do.
It's considered
it's like a skin.
Yeah, like they.
It's
kind
like
of
you're shedding skin.
Uh-huh. But then, so the bacteria feed off of that stuff. So it's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
The bacteria will go eat the bone and then, like, poop, go back to the roots, poop out that stuff, and then the plant uses it.
Yeah.
It works awesome. It does work for you, you know? I think it's way easier. Like, I was able to go out of town for 5 days. Nobody came over, checked out.
I think you have to think of it more, and I might be wrong on this, but the way you said it is a little off in the sense that the bacteria are in the area where the root is always around the root. So when the root grows into an area where there's bone meal, then the bacteria breaks down the bone meal.
No. Dude, the roots follow the water. The roots are pretty much always following the water. And then
with
a fabric pot,
yeah.
Once it hits the wall, it just starts growing back in like this.
Oh,
that's how you get a nice dense root ball.
Yeah.
Right, so.
I thought it grew, cut off, and then grew out. It spidered. Because the idea
it depends
of
if you're growing from seed or not. I'm assuming you're growing from clump.
What is
from a seed will send a taproot out,
yeah.
And
right? Because, yeah,
when it hits the bottom of that mesh pot, which also
still,
I love
taproot,
growing in
the ones that
mesh
go
pots
out are the same. They get air pruned and then they spider out.
Yeah, that's
exactly
the whole
right. And See, the thing is, like I said, I veg in cocoa, straight up, drain to waste cocoa, and like, this is pretty much the same volume of cocoa right here.
Like, it's got pinier.
I guess you could say cocoa is the best variation.
Right. Like I said, I plugged that thing.
I'm just too damn lazy, man. You got water every day.
So that's why you got to get pumps and timers.
Yeah.
Yes, that's critical. That'd Without that, dude, so
you're
now
like
I got that shit.
Like that.
Like I said, even in flour with the living soil, I got it. Now, doing a 30 seconds every hour wasn't enough, so I doubled it. Now I have two 44-gallon...
Just for flush?
No,
this is water.
No,
this is water.
Yeah,
so
you're growing in cocoa all the way
between
through,
right? The wheat, the flour, between weeks like 3.5 to 6.5 are taking
feeding.
A shitload of water.
Between
an
4 and 5,
insane amount of water,
crazy amounts of water they eat.
And every time I see the deficiency on a plant, it's because it was underwater in this soil.
In your shit, yeah.
Yep, and. I've seen it happen because when I went out of town,
that thing is flying.
I had got these
the
new
table.
Spikes where you plug the hose into it and it's like kind of sprays out. But then the pressure
right
wasn't
there.
Enough to really spray it out. It just kind of trickled.
I see why.
Yeah, it all goes to the same spot.
Right.
You find
which,
that?
You know, it's still getting water to the plant, which is good, but it's not as good as it could be, you know.
You should look at like humic acid, sort of like make the fucking.
Oh yeah, that's part of the mix.
The water absorb better.
Every time I reamend, I add humic acid,
taste.
But in a low amount. Low amount.
Add a little. Try it out. It ain't bad for it.
Wait, the humic acid?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah.
All through every fucking. Stage.
No, I know.
I think we should do some shows with me and you and Pella.
Like, Pella, that's your homie.
The doctor.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
Have him on like a little fucking, like on the tablet.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
that'd be
Skype.
Sweet.
And then we can ask him questions and kind of like just confer things.
You mean like a little square?
Yeah. Growth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And ask
dude,
like, actual botanist.
That's a good idea.
Because his thing is plant stress. That's his
that
specialty.
It's all about knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's spreading the knowledge.
Dude, that's another thing. Like. Sometimes a plant looks stressed, and it might be good, or it might produce a higher terps, or might do this,
you know,
might tweak the
chemo
a little bit, or
if I think the cold is why the deadhead pulls out the extra terpenes in the wintertime.
That's very possible.
Because it drops so low to the 60s that 60s.
You good?
I like that right there. We just got the smoke.
The ghost train?
Yeah,
dude.
That's good.
Dude, that's outdoor. Yeah,
so
man.
This is CBD?
That is a CBD strain, but man,
that's the best CBD
it is the
strain
be-
ever.
Dude, right?
Is what I've heard.
It
never
is.
It,
I mean, you look at it, smell it, dude. It's
it
seriously, it's fucking dank.
Very unique smell. I
it
will
is
give you
fucking
that.
Dank.
And it's sticky.
Yeah, and that's outdoor.
It's fruity.
I mean, the indoor stuff, the buds are big, but you know, indoor usually looks more resinous. At, you know, it's pretty.
Indoor
pretty
is always better. Yeah.
Right. Indoor, I would have to say. Hands down is almost always.
Oh yeah.
Unless you live in Jamaica or
right.
Yeah.
Unless you're in California.
Yeah,
California
a strain
or Southern
that's
Oregon.
Specifically made for it. Like if you're
not even California, their outdoor shit goes for cheap as fuck.
It might be cheap, but it's good, dude.
Some
California
of that
got some
shit.
Of the best weed. Actually, California, I think, does have the best weed that I've ever had.
Yeah.
Like back in the at least back in the day. Now it's hard to tell. I mean, shit, the weed's so good here now. Fuck.
Well, you want to.
Yeah,
recently,
you
just went somewhere,
right
didn't you?
What's that?
Recently, you just went to
Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's where it's $1,000.
It's the cheapest weed in the country.
No, where
Bloody
I mean.
Market.
Where
yes,
you can right. literally just go pay $1,000 to the state and start growing as many cannabis plants as you want.
No. And you might be thinking of Oklahoma.
No,
Oklahoma
no. This is
no
a
limit,
West.
Yeah,
Oklahoma
yeah,
is.
But there's
like,
still a limit.
No, I know.
Oregon.
But Oregon.
Is that,
what,
is that
is it Oregon or is it Port? Is it Oregon or Washington? One of them has it, so it's a thought. Because that's why the market's so flooded. Because you could literally
even for probably 100 plants, not unlimited.
No, it was
Oklahoma
unlimited.
Is the only unlimited spot.
No, Vegas is unlimited.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Plus, in Vegas, if you live within like 100 miles of a dispensary, you cannot grow. Period.
100 miles?
Yes.
Well, that's like that's a good way to shut everybody out.
I didn't say it wasn't a shit show,
dude.
But Vegas is definitely unlimited. Because when I tried to get these fuckers to go out there,
well,
I was like, why don't we go out there, dude? It's unlimited. Right. You don't have to worry about it. You can grow a thousand fucking or a million plants.
In the fucking desert.
Okay.
And if someone opens a dispensary near you, you're done.
Yeah, not if you already have a license.
Yeah, you're done if someone opens a dispensary.
You open a dispensary.
It's not worth the risk, man.
No.
You go to Oklahoma where there's no limit and there's no law.
But the thing is, nobody lives there.
What are you talking about, Oklahoma?
Oklahoma has no limit.
Oklahoma is one of the most liberal marijuana laws in the entire country.
Really?
As many plants as you can. As you want, period.
Dude, that Steven Reisner dude is there, 30, like, setting up the crazy 30, aquaponic grows. Well, okay. Talking about?
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard about
it. We spray cheap,
dude.
Beer.
Like, massive.
No, they just started.
Aquaponics.
Massive grows of aquaponics. They're raising, like, a shitload of fish. They're raising so many fish that they're, like, making a shitload of money off the fish. Not just the weed that they have growing.
This is some sub-cool shit.
Which one is this one? Mm.
It's a vanilla tart. It's a pheno that I'm not keeping, though.
This is it right here?
Yeah. I got another pheno that's, like, ridiculously good. It's, like, 23%. Maybe 24% if you add the THC and the Delta 9 together.
Oh, man, that looks fantastic. Definitely crisply.
Thanks. It's grown under CMH.
Nice, dude. So CMH, huh?
I'm getting like a gram per watt.
Was that the 315?
Yeah, because they're only 315, so a gram per watt's like easy to get.
Nice, man. How many have you got?
That's not even a good phenotype.
How big of a footprint are you?
I overlap them. So it's supposed to be 3x3, but I'm getting about 2.5x2.5. Because I, you know,
okay,
put them so close together.
So you got a 5x5 area with 4 bulbs?
I got 3 and then an LED light, too. And I put it at the end for supplemental light.
Oh, okay, okay.
So yeah, it's a decent low footprint. You get like 10 to 12 under it.
So okay.
3 CMHs and 1. The LED I got only pulled.
Did we forget to do one of these?
How much?
98 watts.
What?
That's it?
It's a quantum board from HLG.
How many of these do we use?
Flower nut?
Right.
Yeah, just two. This thing is badass.
We're
dude.
Good. This is all outdoor shit. This
right.
Is
I just
well,
started
this
fucking
but,
using it.
But yeah, well,
like
when you
say
supplemental,
I just started like, a second.
So
yeah,
I
where you put
CMH
it?
CMH is getting half the plant, and then
okay.
This is just over the top of it, too.
It's over the top, like in the middle?
No, it's over the top of only one plant.
It's of a wall, okay.
And that one plant also gets.
Is that like the plant that's being finished?
Like. No, it's just one that was at the end, and I needed a little bit more light.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, try this little fucking
thing. Yeah, for 90 watts, why not?
Right,
what
the fuck?
That's like nothing.
Yeah, it's like nothing.
Dude, I'm telling you, though, outdoor, if this shit's refined, like, next year,
just out of those 10 days.
At May 20th. So if you start pulling tart May 20th, you are getting the maximum amount of light that you possibly can.
Yeah.
So the, you know.
You never hooked up the light movers to pull the tarps for you?
No. Okay. So.
I have one.
I did the tarp by hand. So get this. Oh, this is great. And this is awesome. Because I had a feeling this would happen. So I pulled tarp July 30th. That's for this one, the Ghost Train, that one. And the
and
Kelly
how long
catalog.
You pull that
these
for?
Three right
just
here.
2 months until the light actually
10 days
up with you. Only 10 days.
I pulled tarp for 10.
You did what?
Damn.
All right, get this. So,
what did you call it?
Pull tarp.
And what does that mean?
All right, so I'm covering up my plants. So
they're outside.
They're outside in the ground. 5 p.m. I covered. I have a bunch of visqueen tarps that I pull over, block out the light.
Yeah.
Until the sun goes down at like 10 p.m. Pull that shit off. Do that.
So from 5 to 10, they're covered.
Yeah, you make
that's
it
right.
This is the kind of job.
2 years
right
before that, I did it for 6 weeks straight. I did not. I was at
that
my house
big,
every
bro.
Day
at that
5
time.
P.m. Whoa. For 6 weeks, which that's a pain in the ass. You know what I'm saying? You really can't go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, fuck that. I'm going to say, and I naturally, plants will start to bud around the mid-August. August 15th, usually, is when you'll see a plant start to flower. So I figured if I pull tarp from July 30th I wanted to go to the 15th, but I got invited to go out on the boat, and I was like, well, fuck. I'm going to go out on the boat, you know what I'm saying? So 10 days, I was like, okay. This will even emphasize the experiment. Like, if the plants actually flower after being pulled for 10 days only, only 10 days, which is manageable, they would start to flower. And sure enough, they totally did. You could tell the difference right here. You could have
did that for 3 days and they would have stayed in flower.
I don't think so.
Guaranteed. Because when you do that shit with males and put them in your window, it doesn't matter the light fucking cycle, they still produce pollen.
Dude, I mean, these were right next to each other. One was pulled and one wasn't. You see?
Yeah, it's a difference.
Like,
fuck yeah. There's definitely...
This bud is way more developed.
Yeah, it is.
Just calyx, well, that's all.
So, see, and the terps is about this. See?
That would have been, just like that, it looks like.
Are you going to get... Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to start getting... I've already got one profile on the deadhead. I'm going to get another one. But I think I'm going to start pulling, like, everything, all my keepers, I'm going to have two or three profiles of the terpenes so I can actually have an idea.
What are you talking about?
Wait, yeah, what?
Like, just a general idea what the terpene profile is going to be for deadhead for 18.
You mean you're going to get it tested, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think, because, to be honest with you, I want to start marketing on the terpene levels more than I do the actual...
Totally. It's the only thing that can't be replicated otherwise, right? Naturally formed terpene that just like, whoa, where the fuck did that come from? Dude, think about the various flavors of weed. I mean,
it
goes from chocolate to skunk to fucking cantaloupe, fucking grapes.
Yeah, the grapes.
You know, a lot of... Oh, dude, just hops. All kinds of shit. Yeah.
Mold.
Yeah.
Dude, some strains actually taste like mold. Like
I know. They taste profile. Like fucking mildew, and it's gross.
I've had some that are, like, dank, dude.
I do not want to smoke my grandma's house.
Pre-98. That's all I think about.
Dirty socks dank.
It smells like dirty gym socks. That's what I was just about to say.
Exactly.
The P98 Bubba Kush people told me that. And I'm like, you guys are crazy. That shit. This shit back then. Like soil.
I used to smoke that shit back then.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably good. Probably got you high as fuck. I mean,
fucked up. Got you fucked up.
That's the shit that's 12%. With no CBD,
dude.
Though.
I'm getting pretty stoned here, dude. This is sweet.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Subcool, bro.
Yeah,
this shit
cool.
Resonates so bad that I came to smoking in a blunt. Like, it's the only shit I've not been able to smoke out of a blunt.
It got too resinous and then, like, clogged up?
Yeah, I have to...
A clogged fucking, blunt?
I gotta poke toothpicks through it and shit.
Wow, that's pretty sweet.
I need,
Very nice.
I'm really excited to see what these Astros... I'm hoping... Because one of them... There's four different... I got four different growths, man. Everything, man. One's the OG stretch with the little tiny buds that are kind of like fingery. And the other one's more like a Bubba Kush or a Grape Kush type growth where it's a tiny bud at the top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I got this tiny one that's like this tall, but it's got fucking stacks. You know, it's like that much.
Yeah, just stacked intervals.
Just stacked intervals.
Wow.
Crazy. No smell on those ones.
No smell?
No smell. But the other one, oh my god, it's fucking straight. It's that.
You guys get
it? Pine saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's that Ghost Train Haze with a different bottom layer, I guess you'd say.
Earthy and pine. Yeah. Probably more earthy. Because the Ghost Train is going to be more sweet.
Well, it is the Ghost. The Ghost OG isn't, because Ghost Train is, what is it?
Train wreck used to be the shit.
Actually, I got a bag and it had some seeds in it, dude. Fucking planted those motherfuckers in like a 5 gallon Home Depot bucket outside. You know, move that shit around.
Shit was lanky and fucking hard to grow.
It was like, it looked like a classic hybrid, but it smelled like, oh.
Was it piney?
Dude.
Was it a jack
like,
flavor?
Just like the Ghost Train that we just smoked. Like, seriously. Okay.
See, that's
pretty much just like
I always thought train wreck, because every train wreck I had before always had that mildewy, gross, moldy taste.
Well, there might have been mildew and mold on the bud that you were
No, they weren't. They were clean, but it was more about, again, what they're calling train wreck. They could just be calling it train.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Everyone's got.
This is the can of time.
Yes, I'm sure your guys' version of the old fucking
let's
train
see,
wreck.
Let's see if this makes us unhigh.
I'm again, man.
Dude,
I don't know.
I've been drinking.
Let's do an experiment.
So
see if it does.
Yeah, because then I'll just roll up something else.
Give me some edibles.
Yeah, I got cookies.
Oh, wow, look at that.
I got cookies.
I didn't even see those.
Oh man.
That shit is delicious. Like, that's a great
dude, it's
taste.
Got a, it's that tur profile.
That was outside?
That's outdoor.
Damn.
See, yeah, that's taste so like
that one got...
No,
it doesn't taste like
that, that one got tarpooled at July 10th. So that one got picked at, like, the mid of September. And these buds
the
were like, oh, yeah.
They're good.
So, like, oh,
Ambers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, uh-huh. More than, like... I was like, dude, there's no way this shit is that.
When'd you put them in the ground?
That's yeah.
They got put in the ground in the end of May. May 28th.
So after Mother's Day, yeah.
Yep.
When you're supposed to.
But this year, we had a shitty, really shitty spring that May really sucked.
Dude, I remember.
So that really set stuff back.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
June and shit.
But they were vegged indoors, started in like April 1st.
Okay, so you got about 4 weeks
to
veg.
Yeah, they vegged for like a sec, you know. They're still in a solo cup.
8 to 12 inches.
But they...
That tastes good.
They really ended up being some really beautiful... I mean, like, shit, I think I might
good yields, huh?
Very, like, unbelievable.
Nice.
Unbelievable amount of yields.
Even, but
like,
what about
I couldn't
the ones you didn't
it.
Like that? Did they just have good yields?
All right, no, see, no. And, well, my buddy
like
that did that, my buddy that grew these ones didn't, he light depthed in all of them.
Oh, he did?
His 12 plants, like.
Awesome. More than 10 days?
Oh, yeah. he light that, dipped that shit. For 2 months straight.
Right. That's what I was thinking you had
straight
to
do. Straight up nonstop.
You only did it 10 days. I'm like, fuck it. I'll only do
it. Well, here's
10
the thing. I guess what... If you can naturally stop in the middle of August, I think. Because...
Yeah, that's when it like...
That's when it would back. Naturally start to bud anyways.
Yeah, 16 hours.
Right. And the thing is, even though it's light out for 14 hours... Like the first hour and the last hour of a day,
right.
Like the filter goes
right,
and
exactly.
Applies it, it doesn't even recognize
it's the far
it.
Right initiator. Dude, have you heard of the Emerson effect?
Oh yeah.
Have you fucked with that?
No, no, I haven't. Have
can you?
You?
Can you even do that with the HIDs?
No, no, I don't think so.
Because I just wrote a question to that show to ask them.
What's
yeah.
That? The Dugros?
Yeah.
By the way,
I love that.
Well
shit.
Done, buddy.
Thanks,
man. That was
a pretty
sweet.
Man. You support him?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
No, but did you hear him on?
Me too.
Grow
about to send us some recharge. You don't fuck with that?
Nah. Well, I haven't tried it yet, but
oh, it's amazing.
Really?
You actually see the fucking change in 24 hours.
Dude.
I put that shit on there, and like I had these 1-2 tops. All
right, I gotta get some recharge. I
and I had four other tops that were lower. Overnight, the lower ones popped up to the same height as the tops.
Wow. Dude,
I was like, get the
I
fuck
wonder
out
what,
of here.
What is it?
I looked
what's
at it.
In recharge?
Instead of, like, the 4 fucking microbes you get from Mammoth Pea or the Bigfoot like I use.
Yeah.
You get fucking, like, 10 different microbes. 10 different species.
No shit.
So what are you going to do with
that's
this?
That's pretty awesome.
Nothing.
How often do you have to use
you're not going
to
jar it?
I only use it every 2 weeks, just like everything
once
else.
Once every 2 weeks?
I'm
going to
fucking
that's
leave it, and
bad.
Hopefully it petrifies like that, and I can use it as
yeah,
a fucking
like
example
else
of sucking.
Microbes. Any other microbe you use? I think they say you can use it once a week, but I'm cheapo, so I'm just like, fuck it, I use every 2 weeks. If they say once a week, they probably could use every 2 weeks. They're just
shit,
fine.
You probably
the
use it less
more.
Than that, to be honest.
No, I
right.
do.
The thing is,
every 2 weeks religiously. Shut up, fucker. I ain't that cheap for my plants.
Yeah. Certain stuff
I'll,
is like...
I'll starve myself, but I ain't gonna starve my plants.
Check it
dude,
out.
Right.
I ain't that cheap.
Dude, get this. You probably heard about lactobacillus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Labs, right? You know what I'm talking about? Like the serum, like the lactobacillus serum. You never heard of that?
Uh-huh.
All right, so it's a... What do you
it's
make?
Not silica, is it?
No.
It's
a milk product.
Yeah,
it's use milk... It's like a milk bacteria. Lactic bacteria.
Oh,
lactobacillus. So
you got different kinds of yogurts with that in it.
I hate yogurt
right.
too.
But no, I mean, you know, you ain't gonna eat rotting fish, but your planet's all of it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, fish is good.
But no, this stuff is like it works wonders and so it's something that they've been using a lot.
I think they call it a probiotic, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lactobacillus is a probiotic because in so I made some and
I
actually
started
drinking
probiotics, man.
I've been drinking that shit.
You've been drinking plant and drinking it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude, it's weird. Like, so I don't know if I would ever know that this butt. So, like, when I started... Oh, shit. I started drinking it, and noticed, like, man, I slept good. Like feel like my body is processing...
So, yeah, something's better. Happening.
But I was way more hungry.
Oh.
Way more hungry than usual. I ate way more. Oh. Like, that bacteria was, like, eating the food, too.
There's a war going on down there.
Not even a war. It's just, food. Well, yes, and they're actually using probably both some of that bacteria. Food, too. Yeah. But the cool thing is, like, just like the plants are able to use broken down bacteria shit, so is your body. Like, and if there's no bacteria in your own gut, then you probably wouldn't be able to digest anything.
You need
anything.
Local raw honey. That's got all the shit you need in it, man.
Dude,
what is this?
Yeah, honey, man.
I can get you some, honey. I know a beekeeper.
What do you mean you don't know? You don't know what this is?
Mm-hmm. Where'd that nut come from? You just pulled it out of one of these jars here?
Mm-hmm. Probably out of my jar, man. You got like a clone shot there.
No. Man, this tastes... What jar do I pull? Is this 18?
That is 18.
He knows.
But like I said, he's fucking. No, that's not right one that there. I grew. Yeah,
no, he knows like, exactly what this is.
That,
you know,
that density know, gets there with the light down. Did he? You know.
Oh yeah, I know. I that's the good just shit. By growing that one time, I proved you right to myself without even you knowing that I did it.
Wait, what?
I was already leaning towards light death.
Oh yeah.
But I was like, you know what? It's my first time growing outside. I want to see what happens.
Sure.
And see the actual results of... And I've seen it now. Like, yeah, it makes perfect sense. The sun was way fucking better a month ago. And if I had it...
Totally.
I'd be getting buds like I do inside that are fucking fingering. But dude, it's not going to finger if there's no light.
And get this. So, this all... Everything that was grown here that I didn't grow, that my buddy grew, used 4-year composted donkey manure and... forest hummus, and that's it. Straight up, they had lawn out back, dug a hole in the lawn, like the size of maybe 10-gallon hole.
Yeah.
Mixed composted donkey manure and forest hummus in there, because they had like some woods on the
back that has been building up. Where did you guys mix that stuff together? Where did you get that idea from?
For me. Because he had access to it. I'm like, wait a second. I wonder if this would actually work.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And I would have to say, it fucking did. Yeah, like, the looks of this plant, you know, and he's at home all the time, so he doesn't mind, like, pulling tarp, which is... Yeah. Pulling tarp
is it no joke, man.
Sucks. It sucks. It's a
That's another reason I didn't do it.
So much work.
Because it is a... I didn't have anything to really build, and I was like, I don't really want to build it. I mean, that's basically it. I was lazy. But
for the greenhouse deal,
because pulling tarp,
buy one like the Dude Grows show said they're only $200 on Amazon. His roof just blew off. Did you hear that?
The dudes, do you know I bought one, right?
The other dude.
I bought Scotty?
$200 fucking. I bought a $120 one, and they sent me a fucking stick. The box literally was a post that had nothing to do with the thing that I bought, because I bought a 6 foot by it was like 7 foot tall by. 6 foot wide by 10 foot long.
Okay, so you sent it back. Then why didn't you get a new one?
She got the money back because it was I don't know.
You're like fuck it, we're not ordering that one again.
Yeah, I'm not.
That shit tastes delicious. You don't.
It tastes delicious.
That's fucking wrong with us.
It tastes really good.
Oh, that's blueberry.
This is the blueberry.
Oh, is that the blueberry? I thought it was deadhead.
No, that's indoor blueberry.
That's what I was thinking. I went to the bathroom. Like, it could be blueberries. I've been mistaking them lately.
It tastes good.
Early,
nice, dude.
Right? Yeah. Pull it early. Yeah. And it tastes sweeter.
It tastes good.
More lemony.
All right, this one's pulled because I, dude. You know, I fucked up, right? I fucking missed all. Like, I lost a whole month almost at the warehouse.
Really? No, I didn't.
My
know
ass.
Oh yeah, right.
My ass bumped into one of my timers and left my lights on.
You ain't got nothing to monitor that shit.
Yeah, so like I lost 2 crops because of light stress and heat stress. And then this is the first blueberry that's actually good, but I pulled it down at 8 weeks instead of
the light stayed on?
Yeah.
Just in flower. No, one section of the light stayed on.
In one area.
I have it set up right now to where there's, because I have a box in each room, one of those 220 boxes or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, electrical box?
Yeah.
No, Yeah.
Well, I have all 8 of them filled up with the LEDs that I have. Well, I needed another row for the start. I needed to have something in the beginning. It wasn't enough with what I had. So to run those, I plugged them into the other side into another timer, basically.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Adios, summer ghost.
I was just hooked up to those.
Rudy, take care, man.
Good talking to you, man.
You too.
Pass on that time. Knowledge.
Hell yeah, that's how we do.
You want this? I don't fucking know. Show her off to a girl.
Yeah, but put that in a little face, dude. Just walk out the door.
I'll take you next time I come. All right,
I'll hang it back up.
Just walk out the door holding it like a fucking torch.
Yeah.
Try it.
Try the Christmas tree.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that would make a great Christmas tree.
It's legal now, man.
Hell yeah.
I walk out with that.
See that one guy? There's a one guy on Instagram that literally is walking around with the fucking plants, with live autos that are about that big, but they're better looking because they were indoor.
What?
And he's walking through, he's like, want to touch my plant, lady?
Damn.
Yeah, he does that shit on Instagram. Yeah,
put it in your crotch.
See, dude.
Here, touch my plant. Wow.
Oh, dude.
Fucking autos. You gotta get some better genetics.
I don't know if... See... I don't know if I'm sold on them. Yeah.
Better autos.
Well, I think it's one of those things that...
People are trying to do it. And
I'm going to try, dude. I got to get, you know.
It's seeds, man. You know how it is. Most seeds are crap.
And that's it, you know. Once you know how to clone something, one seed could potentially be the fucking Honey Crisp apple, you know what I'm saying?
Or the new Galaxy one. You hear about that?
Yeah.
There's a new strain.
Yes, it's called like Galactic Crisp or something.
Yeah,
like
Galactic
that.
Crisp, because it has like it's yellow, but it has black like purple dots all over it, so it looks like
it. Oh, can they trademark it?
Yeah, it's
purple dots
patented
on the buds
right now.
Because
Macintosh was patented at one point too.
Wait, was it
all of
was
them?
That,
were.
Would you talk to the dude on Growcast? They was talking to that guy.
Yeah, it was Growcast.
Yeah, I was like, I thought I heard that too. I was like, God, where did I hear that from?
Definitely nice. Growcast.
Dude, that show's sweet too, man. I like that.
Yeah, that one is awesome.
Yep. Giving some money to them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
He puts a lot of content out, man.
Yeah,
you know, that's cool.
Jordan Rivers?
Yeah.
Or are you giving money to the Dude Groves? Or both?
Both.
Yeah, I only give them Dude Groves.
Dude Groves is awesome too.
Send us some shit.
Alright. Are they CGI? They got a CGI in. I think the dude CGI's, right?
No,
or like
dude.
The green screens?
No. That's what I was wondering, but
he says he's in Vancouver
border,
and he's
though.
In fucking
he comes over
one's in
Colorado to do the show and he goes back like all the time.
He just crosses the border all the time.
I guess that's what our money pays for.
How?
Because he's always talking about crossing the border. Because remember when the dude just got those pipes and he's like, thanks for using them. I can't take them across the border now.
No shit.
Yeah, I think he's flying down there all the time.
Dude, that's a huge pain in the ass, man. But that's awesome that he does it,
something.
Right?
I don't know, because that's
fucking
I was thinking the same thing. Like, how is this happening?
Dude, there's a couple times when I swear it looked like you could... Scotty looked normal, but then, like, the dude was just, like, CGI glitching out. I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, that's got to be green screen. That's cool, though. I mean, hell, that's a lot of work, man.
It's more economical to green screen it.
Totally. And, then, you know, or doing the hangouts, like, do you ever listen to the Growing with Fishes at all?
Mm-mm. Have you seen the Bro, I think the Michigan Bro Grow or something like that show does that, too. Where they get on, everyone gets on Google Hangout or some shit, and they record it.
Dude, that's how we do it. That's how me and Tad did their shit.
Yeah.
Google Hangout.
What's like that? Like, oh, everybody's on video?
No, well,
yeah,
no.
You basically just have everyone from their own room.
Yeah, so you're just pretty much in, you're sitting in your computer chair or whatever.
Yeah,
or what.
Yeah, you got like four or five people, and then you got a chat going.
Exactly, yep.
Gotcha.
It works good.
I did live on this once, and I'll probably do it again eventually if I ever get... to the point where I have an actual camera and not my phone, because I can't chat with the people, so there's no point, and there's no one watching it anyway, like live right now, so
right
type thing. So it's not, if there was ever a following, I'd definitely do it live type shit. But you can on Google.
Well, do it live, fuck it.
Ton of fucking followers.
You're gonna get a following if you start doing it live all the time.
I also have to actually invest in the other guys and try to talk to them. I was like thinking about that too, like if I actually want to fucking. It's something that I've been pondering in my meditation on how far I really want to go with this. Because I know if I want to put effort in, it's going to require effort in dealing with people I don't usually deal with.
Who are you talking about? Yeah,
like,
I hear you.
Twitter, dealing with fuck Twitter, that. Instagram, but just having to go on there, you have to put yourself out there to be on, to get seen, so I'd have to try to get on the show like you did. I'd have to try to get on the Dude Grows or any of these other shows, just to kind of like, you know.
Because they're always talking about, dude, like, dude, there's a lot of people from Michigan that are, you know, they're always calling out Michigan. It's like, damn, dude, Michigan's a hot spot, dude. Yeah. Third coast up in this motherfucker.
Tangy in this area, god damn it.
Dude, that's funny how they mentioned the Tangy. I know, it's like, oh, everyone in Michigan loves the Tangy. I was like, oh shit, turns out, yeah, they do.
I guess.
West, I heard that somewhere else too.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe just because we bastards. Got it. Yeah.
California orange.
Right. Dude, it's just nice to see. I love popping new seeds, dude.
I know.
Like, I had a fucking sickness. It's fucking...
It's frustrating, because I hate waiting.
I got 20 strains right now.
I want to
grow 20?
No, I got 20 in seed form. I'm growing like 9 or 10.
Okay. 9 or 10 different ones?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, you never know what's going to be a gem.
Oh,
most of them are male, so I just cut them down and pop more.
Dude, I don't know, man. You might want to keep some of them.
Golden lemons, man. That's what I got my shit on. I got this fucking Williams Wonder shit I used to grow back in the 80s with my dad, times the Michigan Roadkill Skunk.
Okay.
So that one's like pretty big. I might get clones off it soon.
Nice.
That one's probably going to be too skunky for me, though.
Too skunky?
I don't want a skunk.
No, come on. Skunk. You guys don't like that. Skunk?
I love skunk.
Yeah, dude. I miss it. That shit, man.
I'm going to find it one day.
I probably won't.
All right. Dude, that's... It's rare to find a good classic skunk. It's all Gorilla Glue now.